It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you to our sponsors, the Wall Street Memes Casino, with over 5,000 custom games to choose from. Enjoy live dealers and in-play sports betting, from football to esports. Get a 200% sign-up bonus on your initial deposit up to $25,000. Use code IFLTV24. Deposit now by visiting Wall Street Memes Casino today. 18 plus only, please gamble responsibly.
This is Coop and Cassius for IFL TV. Delighted to be joined on this. This is brunch. Technically, this is brunch between 11 and 12.
Tuesday brunch.
Yeah, Tuesday brunch without the brunch.
Gareth, I just had mine, prawn and vegetables.
Classy. Gareth Ray Davies, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Coogan. It's been a really good weekend. Talk Sport on Saturday night. I've got Xander Zayas in a couple of hours. I'm interviewing him. I'm looking forward to Saul Canelo Alvarez at the weekend against Jaime Munguia. Just under an hour's recording of Fight Night Extra with Barry Jones. Looking back over Anthony Joshua's comments from the weekend that he was on Talk Sport with us at the weekend, talking about what he expects to happen next. It's been a lot of news. There's a lot of things knocking about at the moment. Even though it's a quiet, kind of smaller DAZN card with Peter McGrail, obviously getting back into winning ways on Saturday night in Liverpool.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Let's come on to those recent comments from Anthony Joshua.
Yeah.
Outlining his plan for September. I mean, not really, I'd say, unpredictable in what he was saying, targeting the potential winners of Zhang and Wilder and also Hergovic and Dubois. A lot can change in boxing, and I mean, I know that's the current situation and probably what the target is, but after this first Fury and Usyk fight now, which is approaching very quickly, I think we're kind of ready for anything can happen, literally.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I think that is a very good way of putting it, because if Fury wipes Usyk out, there is a chance there'd be step-aside money for Usyk, and we'd get Joshua against Fury, say, early autumn. I think if Fury or Usyk get injured before May the 18th, we'd get Joshua stepping in, almost certainly, I'd say. We probably will get Joshua. I still think it'll be a close fight between Fury and Usyk. As I said, I'm on record of saying I think it'll be a draw and be controversial. I just got that feeling about it. I hope there's a concise victory for either man, but I just feel they'll fight again in late October, November. I think with Joshua, I think the likely, like you say, if Wilder pulls off the improbable and hammers Zhang and knocks out Zhang, and it's not totally improbable, then that's an option for an Anthony Joshua fight. But if he wants to get belts back, the winner of Flip Hergovich and Daniel Dubois makes sense. That makes sense in a late September fight that he was talking about at the weekend. Wembley Stadium, I think that'll be enormous. It fits in with that whole pattern of events that His Excellency Turki Al-Sheikh and the Saudi Arabians are building outside the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. If Wilder wins, he's an option for Joshua late in the autumn. If he fights in September and wins, if they're waiting for a second fight between Fury and Usyk. I think I've covered all the bases there, but any of those could happen. I mean, we could even get Parker against Usyk. You don't know. We could even get Parker against Joshua at some point, because Parker and Joshua almost need to fight again. And they're both arguably in the most resurgent heavyweights in that top 20 at the moment.
Yeah, I think the good thing here is that obviously once May the 18th happens, the second card within quick succession is, you know, a couple of weeks later on June the 1st. So this isn't a long timeline of, you know, when things are going to be worked out. After June the 1st, I think the picture will be a lot clearer, which is literally a month away tomorrow. So we're just kind of probably exercising all possibilities, because we know in boxing, not just heavyweight boxing, but what seems apparent today may be not the same case tomorrow.
Yeah, and I think what we're not talking about at the moment is the reason we're talking about all these possibilities being potential signing fights to be signed is that we're not in that period where we're kind of pontificating, or we'd like to see this and we'd like to see that. These things are being made right now because the investment's there. So we know that all these fights that we're talking about are definitely possible and they could all come to fruition. A year ago, we couldn't say this with absolute certainty. Now that that landscape's changed, because we know that the Saudi Arabian investment, His Excellency Turki Al-Sheikh, if he sees that as a viable fight and the fight that fans want and a fight that ought to be made in boxing, he's going to make it. So we are going to get Joshua and Wilder if that works. We are going to get Parker and Joshua if that works. We are going to get Fury and Usyk potentially twice. We are going to get Fury and Joshua, because they'll put the money there to make it happen, because there's a willingness to make it happen. We've got promoters working together. The smoke screens have gone largely. The mirrors are cracked. You know, they're being moved out of the way. Most of the promoters are now on the same highway, and they do want to, while this investment's there and clear, and the game plan is invest in big fights, to take the opportunity to take them. It's good for the promoter, notably. It's good for the fighters, the fans, the promoters, the managers, and for the sport as a whole.
Mm. Absolutely. Obviously, there was the recent announcement was of the first...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Riyadh season card, which will take place in America on August the 3rd, headlined by Terence Crawford and Israel Madrimov. Some interesting fights on that card as well, Gareth, including Jarrell Miller and Andy Ruiz, amongst others.
Yeah, there's some amazing fights on that card. Great to see Andy Ruiz back in the mix. Jarrell Miller's a good he's a good canvas for Ruiz to paint on, to see where he is right now. Does he belong veritably in the in that top 20? Does he deserve to be in that top 10 mix? I think that some of the fighters on that card, I mean, Andy Cruz, a rising star, he's on the card. Valenzuela against Cruz, Pitbull Cruz. I mean, God, what a fight that is going to be. That cannot not deliver. It's one of those double negatives there, but it has to deliver. It's just as simple as that. And then again, Terence Crawford stepping up on his way, I think, to having a Canelo fight. Stepping up to obviously it's light welter, it's light middleweight, not middleweight. So I always thought he was going to step up and do a full middleweight fight, but Madridov is big and strong, powerful. I do think we're on the way to getting Crawford Canelo eventually. Obviously, Canelo needs to come through Munguia this weekend and Cinco de Mayo weekend in Las Vegas. No doubt you'll be there as you always are. But no, you're not going to be there this weekend. I'm not either. I'll be working for
Talks. Colm McGuigan, IFL correspondent, will be in Las Vegas this weekend for
Canelo. He virtually lives in America these days, doesn't he?
Well, you know, he loves it. So
he does love it. Well, he was all over Eddie Hearn last week, wasn't he? And the week before, getting tons of great interviews with Edward, as he calls him. I think it's amazing. Not the power of the card outside the six princes, as I now call them. Shaka Stevenson, Devin Haney, Teofimo Lopez, Ryan Garcia, Keyshawn Davis, and Tank Davis. Outside those six, you've got, and Canelo maybe, and Wilder, you've got the biggest stars in America. Maybe not Jared Anderson isn't on the card, but it's great to see, notably, PBC involved, Eddie Hearn involved, Queensbury, Seller, Goldstar, they're all involved. So there's this continued working together with a big group of managers and promoters, which is going to make, which is making inroads into the sport and making it a very, very different sport at the moment, where all things are possible and all fights can be made.
Gareth, let's talk about two promoters where there certainly isn't any love lost there. Eddie Hearn and Mr. Oscar De La Hoya flared up again over the recent week. What are you making of this? Some strong comments from Hearn, who, you know, I think he referred to De La Hoya as an idiot in one of his interviews. I mean, what is actually going on here with these two?
Well, I spoke to Eddie Hearn on Saturday night live on Talk Sport after the McGrail victory in Liverpool. And Eddie, look, they've always had a fractious relationship. When Eddie went to America with DAZN 5-6 years ago, Oscar De La Hoya was even saying then, he's not taking over America. What does he think he's doing? Well, the landscape shifted. Eddie Hearn's been there a long time. Both promoters are obviously have got deals with DAZN, so they need to work together naturally. I don't think they get on. I think it is a fractious relationship. I think Oscar De La Hoya and Eddie Hearn both rub each other up the wrong way. When they're in a room together, they cooperate, as we saw recently when they were both interviewed by DAZN. There was even talk of doing a 5x5. I think Eddie Hearn loves to get under Oscar De La Hoya's skin. Oscar's a zany, passionate, emotional character. So Eddie loves to wind him up in that way. And I think Oscar putting out that tweet, obviously designed for attrition, to develop attrition, saying, you're not coming into my territory and taking over. That looked to be aimed at His Excellency Turki Alşek as well last week. But obviously, then there was that DM that he sent to His Excellency that he then published on Turki Alşek's Twitter account, saying, I do respect you. It's great what you're doing for the sport. Some people saying that Oscar was outed in that tweet, but I think it might have just been Turki Alşek showing that Oscar De La Hoya's criticism was maybe aimed at Eddie Hearn. Look, there's a rivalry there. It'll always be there. Eddie Hearn loves the attrition with Ben Shalom as well. It's something Eddie thrives off it. He clearly thrives off attrition. And at the moment, he's got this warm and wonderful relationship with Frank Warren, and all is peaceful. There's an entente cordiale on that front. The battle lines are drawn with the other two. That's Eddie. That's boxing. That's the way promoters work.
Yeah, I think Eddie Hearn's years of feuding with Frank Warren has now been replaced elsewhere, shall we say.
Yeah.
I mean, the De La Hoya situation isn't a new situation. We've seen them on the top table recently together. We've seen them kind of working alongside each other to a certain degree, obviously via...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Zone or whatever else, but... I don't think that's not a new thing. This has been going on for quite a few years now. I think De La Hoya has always made those comments. To be fair to De La Hoya, he has made them comments about promoters coming into what he deems as his territory. And
yeah, but it's not his territory. I mean, the world, it's a global village. Business takes place in all kinds of different areas from where that company originates. Listen, if my feeling is this, at some point, His Excellency Turkey Alshake, Oscar De La Hoya has pushed back against them a little bit. Look what's happened with Terence Crawford just recently. It'll happen with other fighters as well. He's got the wherewithal to be able to make these great fights. And I made the point that, you know, outside the guys we're talking about on that LA card on August the 3rd, the Riyadh season LA card, America card, you know, you've got the six princes. In the 1980s, between 1980 and 1989, the four kings, Leonard, Hearns and Duran, fought each other nine times between 1980 and 1989. We got six of those young guys that I mentioned just now. They fought each other a few times. We could get 10 or 12 fights out of them by 2030 if they all inhabit 140 to 147 in that kind of range. We're going to get some amazing contests. And I think at some point, given what we've seen so far from Turkey Alshake and his team, I think we're likely to see them invest in that group at some point. And we're likely to see them say, this is just my feeling, once Oscar De La Hoya comes into the fold properly. And he was there at the Champions Dinner back in October, the Legends Dinner in Riyadh. Once he comes into the fold, it wouldn't surprise me, because there is a rivalry there, Coogan, to see a 5v5 Eddie Hearn matchroom versus Oscar De La Hoya's Golden Boy. Why not? It works as a rivalry. Imagine those two at each other on stage for four or five press conferences. It'd be brilliant. It works.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. I think obviously we're going to see this card on June the 1st, but I think a situation where it was a 5v5 Hearn versus De La Hoya matching versus Golden Boy would be a bit more spicy, Gareth.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, Gareth, what are our thoughts on Mike Tyson and Jake Paul being sanctioned as a professional bout? On July the 20th. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, it should have been kept as an exhibition. It shouldn't be a professional bout. Mike Tyson is so far past his best. Obviously, I'd love to see him knock Jake Paul out, but he's up against it at his age going in there in this fight. 8 2-minute rounds. I think he's got 2 2-minute rounds in him, probably. We've seen some clips of him looking amazing. I wish boxing had looked after him better. I wish the sport had looked after him better so that he didn't even have any need whatsoever to do this. But I'm not going to criticize him taking the decision to do it. I'll be watching it. I may even be there. Obviously, Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor are on the card, so that means I may be there anyway. Yeah, I mean, I think it was better as an exhibition. I don't want to see Mike Tyson get hurt, and I know people watching this may think, what are you on about? But he's not a young man anymore. And Jake Paul is a big, strong young man who's obviously never going to be on the same level that Mike Tyson was as a boxer. But, yeah, it's look, there's a lot of intrigue. There'll be a lot of eyeballs. It's what we do professionally as we cover this sport. So I'll be watching it. And, you know, I mean, I will probably whoop with joy if Mike Tyson knocks out Jake Paul. But I just don't want to see him get hurt. It's as simple as that. I really don't want to see him get hurt.
July the 20th, we shall see. So, Gareth, I know you briefly mentioned this at the start of this interview, but Canelo taking on Jaime Munguia this weekend in Las Vegas, obviously live on DAZN. Is Munguia going to give Canelo problems, a difficult night? What do you think?
If Canelo's aging and he hasn't got a lot left, then yes. Munguia's an aggressive, come-forward, unbeaten fighter with nothing to lose in lots of ways other than his unbeaten record. It's a massive moment for him. He could step up. He's got a style to give Canelo some problems. He's very aggressive. He's heavy-handed. His father was a heavyweight as an amateur, so he is big-boned. And he does punch heavily. He looked very good against John Ryder last time out. There was comparisons obviously being made with how he looked against Ryder compared to how Canelo looked against Ryder. We know that Canelo is coming towards the end of his career. He's still a fairly young man, but very old in boxing terms. Been a pro for 20 years. I think Munguia is almost, unless Canelo has a bad night, I think Munguia's the kind of fighter who will suit Canelo's counterpunching. I think it'll go to the wire. I think it's a points victory for Canelo. But if he isn't on his game, and I think he is on his game at the moment, I think Munguia might trouble him. Munguia has fought decent level opponents, as I've just mentioned, fought Liam Smith in the past at light middle. He's come up the weight divisions, you know, as Canelo has from welterweight from in the very beginning.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I just think it'll be a good fight. I think the stylistic matchup is very good. Munguia's got a good following. He doesn't sell himself hard. I don't think there'll be a lot of back and forth this week. They're both very quiet guys at conferences and so on. I just have a feeling it'll be a really good fight, but I think Canelo wins on points.
That is this Saturday, like I said, live on DAZN. Yeah, Gareth, just to kind of wrap up in a way, look, May 18th is really quickly approaching. Yourself and I will be heading out in less than 2 weeks' time. We're nearly there. I mean, we've seen little, obviously, snippets of Tyson in camp. Not too much from Team Usyk. But yeah, this is history in the making. This is undisputed. This is what we've waited for such a long time. And we're nearly there.
Oh, absolutely. And let's hope we get through this week and next week and hear nothing and we get into fight week and there's no hiccups. So the fight goes ahead. It's a major event for the sport. First undisputed title in the heavyweight division for 25 years. 2 weeks later, of course, we've got the first undisputed light heavyweight title, I think, since Roy Jones Jr. all those years ago, that 25 odd years ago. Very, very exciting. Really can't wait for it. It's a pick'em for many people. I still think Fury is bigger and stronger than Usyk and will have those advantages. But I just, if he puts it on him, then I could see him hurting Usyk. But I just see them both picking at each other in a very cagey chess match and in a close fight that divides the viewers and divides the media and those observing. And I think will divide the judges as well. Thanks to Saudi Arabia and His Excellency Turki Alsheikh for getting this over the line and the way he handled the cut to Tyson Fury. I think that's going to be important. Who Tyson's got in his corner is going to be really important. I understand Tyson's going out around the 3rd or 4th of May, probably a week. Saturday, isn't it? Going out Saturday. He'll have 2.5 weeks out there. It's going to be very, very warm in Saudi Arabia. Looking forward to doing it. I'm going out on a long sojourn to cover these two events. Really looking forward to them both. The 5v5, the undercard for Tyson Fury. It's a massive month in the sport. And it starts on Saturday night with the undisputed super middleweight title with Canelo and Munguia. Monday, of course, it's Noya Inoue and Lewis Neary for the undisputed super bantamweight crown. And then late on in the month, obviously middle of the month, Fury and Usyk. And then better be Evan Bivol. Wow, what a month. It's absolutely unprecedented. Incredible.
Absolutely. Gareth, I do want to finish off by talking about some very tragic news coming out yesterday regarding Francis Ngannou and the passing away of his 15-month, I believe, old son. I mean, when we were reading yesterday, I'm sure whether you were a parent or not, you just couldn't help, your heart just breaks. For such a tragic and devastating situation there for Francis Ngannou.
Oh, absolutely. And it was great to see the outpouring from the sports world and the boxing world for him and great support at a time when he will be feeling absolutely terrible with the tragic early life loss of his son. As you say, very, very young. You know, it's a terrible scenario to have for a man who's got an incredible story himself. He's had a lot of tragedy in his life and a lot of hardship. And this, look, he's built to deal with these things. But who, as you know, we're both parents, and the prospect of losing a child is a terrible thing. It's one of the worst things that can happen to you in life. And I'm just glad that the whole boxing world got behind him. I mean, I think the thoughts and well wishes and condolences are with him from everyone. And I just hope he manages to, in time, to celebrate the life that his son did have.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I don't think it's difficult to even make comments on this. Well, I saw, you know, everyone saw the, like you said, the outpour of boxing, MMA, and even outside of that, paying tribute to Francis's son. But yeah, I mean, couldn't even imagine what he's going through right now.
Tragic is the word for it. It's tragic.
Gareth, listen, thank you very much for your time. I think we'll end on that note. Condolences out to Francis Ngannou and his whole family. Gareth, we will catch up again in due course, and I probably will see you next out on that plane to Saudi, mate.
Lovely. Take care, mate. Great to meet you as always. Cheers. Cheers.
Thank you to our sponsors, the Wall Street Memes Casino, with over 5,000 custom games to choose from. Enjoy live dealers and in-play sports betting, from football to esports. Get a 200% sign-up bonus on your initial deposit up to $25,000. Use code IFLTV24. Deposit now by visiting Wall Street Memes Casino today. 18 plus only. Please gamble responsibly.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.